You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the new Mobile Command. Gentlemen, with everything that's happened with me and what's happening right now out in society, I can definitely say I have very, very little sympathy left for the modern Western woman. Yes, my compassion levels have gone down to maybe 2%. Now, just a quick summary of what happened to me. The old Mobile Command went down. Engine failure. Apparently, Kias are known for a very nasty little trait. For some odd reason, their oil containment systems tend to suffer and break down a lot quicker. Don't know why. Unfortunately, they had recalls, but by the time that I got my engine trouble, the recalls had already expired. So they couldn't really do shit. Oh, well, oh, well. Took it to the shop. They said, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to need a new engine. Now, mind you, the mechanics, when they looked at my engine, they said, well, you've kept up with all the maintenance. This should not have happened. I said, yeah, no shit. Last time you did an oil change was less than 2 months ago. And for your oil system to fail this catastrophically, yeah, definitely should have been a recall. But they said, okay, here's how much it's going to be for the engine. Almost $7,000. Yeah, no. Plus labor, almost another $3,000. Yeah, no. For a grand total of over $10,000. So, of course, Monday, they gave me the estimate, took it to the bank. They was like, well, do you really think it's worth it? Good thing you paid the car off, but do you think it's worth it? And I said, yeah, no. They said, yeah, exactly. So we're going to crunch some numbers for you. They want $10,000 to repair your car. So I said, yeah, I'm going to set a budget for $10,000 for another car. So they said, smart. So, of course, my loan got approved, and here I am back again. So, yeah, the idea of, oh, I'm going to go steal a car never crossed my mind for one iota of a second. I'm going to go do something illegal because I need a car. Yeah, right, no. You see, ladies, it's called having your shit together. Especially in the credit world. Yeah, yeah. Now, this is just going to help my credit go even higher. Why? Never been late for a bill. I've paid all my bills on time. I pay some of my bills early. And yeah, that helps in the long run. Little building blocks that, unfortunately, the vast majority of people, especially women, do not understand. Now, speaking of today's woman, the modern American woman, as you can see in the title of this video, yes, the snap-pocalypse is upon us. Their suffering is here. And guess what? I'm here for it. Yes, these women made all the wrong choices. And guess what? Now, what are they going to have to do? That's right. They're going to have to go ahead and hit that corner and find themselves a pimp named Big Daddy Payne, or should I say Pimp Daddy Payne, that's going to put them on that block and make them get that money. Oh, yeah, ladies. Oh, yeah. A lot of you are about to hit the $40 special. But let me go ahead and get into this article. One of many that was published on the 22nd of October. Will SNAP benefits be sent in November? Quote unquote, inflection point is near, USDA says. Now, gentlemen, before I get into this article, a lot of you have said you like the AI spreads, so of course I'm going to give it to you. However, I am not going to be using Bonetisha. No. I'm going to be bringing back something that a lot of us old school black men used to be able to see when this certain magazine was in print. That's right, the Jet Beauty of the Week. What black women used to look like, what their ethnic image used to be. However, as Kevin Samuels, rest his soul, said to black women, your current ethnic image is absolutely destroyed. It is terrible. The ghetto, ratchet, obnoxious, overweight, obese, just foul-mouthed woman. Every negative stereotype that could be attributed to a woman, the black woman embraces. Yeah, the vast majority of them do. So no, gentlemen, I'm not going to be putting Bonetisha on this spread. This is what black women should be and could potentially be. Now let's get started with the article. Millions of Americans who rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, could be left scrambling for food come November if the government shutdown continues. Now, of course, we know that by the numbers alone, there will be more white people on welfare than there are black people. However, once again, you have to look at the craftsmanship of the system. They made it to where black women were the face of welfare. And black women, unfortunately, had no problems embracing being the face of welfare. Mm-hmm. And they still want to blame Trump, even though it's the Democrats that caused the shutdown. But once again, all you have to do is tell black women and black people, racism. That's it. That's all you got to tell them. SNAP, sometimes known as food stamps, is a federal program that provides low-income families monthly benefits to afford healthy food, even though we know the overwhelming majority of these women buy nothing but snack food, food that's actually terrible for them, which causes obesity in children, which causes health problems. Funds for the program are allocated monthly. So October, benefits went out as usual despite the government shutdown. However, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the SNAP program, said earlier this month that there will be not enough funding to pay for all benefits in November if the shutdown continues. Ah, yes. To bring back something that Obsidian used to say before, unfortunately, he got banned from YouTube. Cuts! Cuts! Cut these bitches off. Yeah. I hope this goes into effect. Why? Because you're going to really, really see the bottom fall out on the quote unquote strong, independent black woman that don't need no man except for, pimp daddy government, which has filed for divorce from them. Some government agencies effectively shut down beginning October 1st after congressional leaders failed to agree on federal funding allocations for the 2026 fiscal year. As of October 22nd, the shutdown is the second longest ever. And we all know why the government continues to be shut down, because of the Democrats, because they want their money to be able to fund their new slave class, the illegal. Will SNAP benefits go out in November? There will not be enough funding to pay for the entirety of SNAP benefits in November if the shutdown continues, the USDA said in a letter to state agencies dated October 10th. Quote unquote, if the current lapse in appropriations continue, there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for approximately 42 million individuals across the nation, reads the letter, which was signed by SNAP Development Director Sasha Gersten Paul. Wow, 42 million people on SNAP. Now, aside from the elderly, from the veterans, and from the truly disabled, how many of those people do you really think are able-bodied individuals who simply want to live off the system and parasitize the system? Yeah, those people need to get the fuck up off the program, because for far too long, that and Section 8 have been thoroughly abused by people. Scratch that. By mostly women, because we know men are not going to be part of this equation. The USDA, which is led by, they have to make sure to point this out, led by Trump appointee Brooke Rollins, pointed blame at Democrat lawmakers for the shutdown, echoing familiar comments made by Republicans and other Trump administration officials throughout the month. See right there. They have to go ahead and say, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that. Even though the Republicans said, hey, we have a clean CR. Will you sign it? The Democrats are saying, nope, because we can't be able to fund our new slave class. Yes, I'm going to continue to say that, because that's exactly what it is. They want to fund the illegal immigrants, which are their new slave bases, so they can try to keep power. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Quote unquote, we are approaching an inflection point for Senate Democrats. Continue to hold out for health care for illegals or reopen the government so mothers, babies, and the most vulnerable among us can receive timely WIC and SNAP allotments, the USDA said in the October 22nd statement to USA Today. Now, come to find out, some of that extra tariff money is actually being directed toward WIC. Oh, but guess what? Nobody wants to talk about that. Mm-mm. What can SNAP recipients do if benefits aren't issued in November? SNAP relies on cooperation between state agencies, which oversee benefits, and the federal government, which funds them. Therefore, SNAP recipients should check with their individual state agency to find other food assistances for November if needed. Unfortunately, these people do not think ahead. They've been so comfortable being on the government dole that they don't think, what happens if this goes down? Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, let's go ahead and insert the ant and the grasshopper fable. Normally, states send recipients their SNAP benefits through an electronic benefits transfer card, EBT, which works like a debit card to pay for food at eligible stores, which they should go ahead and cut some of that stuff. Yeah, fast food should not be a part of EBT. Mm-mm. But what about the food that's so expensive? Guess what? It's called make better choices. Or stop having kids. Yeah, yeah. While these benefits, excuse me, are issued monthly, they do not expire for a full calendar year. So recipients who have leftover money on their EBT can still use it in November, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. Food banks are likely to increase for need if the shutdown continues. Those who typically rely on SNAP benefits can utilize food banks and other subsidized meal programs in the wake of the funding lapse. To find a local food bank, enter a zip code on Feeding America's website. George Matasik, executive director of Share Food Program, a Philadelphia food bank, told USA Today that with the lapse in SNAP benefit funding, his organization is ramping up donations and buying additional food. However, Matasik emphasized that food banks were already operating under federal funding cuts earlier this year before the government shut down. Gentlemen, here we are. Here we are. Another domino has fallen out from the strong, independent, I don't need no man narrative. Now, of course, you have the usual suspects all over social media talking about what they're gonna do. Okay, so in my humble opinion, all of these people who put out TikToks talking about they're gonna go steal and commit crimes, here's what should happen. Those individuals should be tracked down and they should be preemptively trespassed from all grocery stores in their area. Yeah. You're telling me you're going to come to my place of business and steal from me? No, no. We're going to go ahead and trespass you. That way, if you do show up, you can be legally arrested. So yeah, if you're going to go out and try to steal because you're a lazy bum who want to sit there and be on welfare when you're able-bodied and yet refuse to work, then yes, jail should be in your future. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Oh yeah, gentlemen. I find it hilarious that these people want to sit here and talk about what they're not going to do, as in do things the right way, but what they're going to do, as in do things the wrong way. So yeah, guess what? Hopefully, there are going to be more jails that are going to be on standby. They want to get out there and riot? Hey, bring back the old school water hose and attack dogs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But with that being said, gentlemen, like I said before, I got no sympathy for these women. Nope. They refuse to do things the right way. They refuse to find and submit to a good man early on in life. That way they wouldn't have to go through this. They chose the government, and now the government is saying, nope, we can no longer afford to keep you. So guess what? You're on your own. And yeah, men are saying, yep, we're not taking you either. The most you can be is a $40 holler, and that's it. Beyond that, we don't even want you. So yeah, a lot of women are completely S-O-L, and we all know what that means. Shit out of luck. Well, I I've rambled on long enough, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for all you women out there who thought that being on the dole of Big Daddy government, now you are learning. All the fake power you thought you had being a part of the pimp daddy government system to where you didn't quote unquote need no man. Yeah, that power is gone out. Feminism, for the vast majority of you, has pretty much abandoned you at this point. So yeah, that is going out right along with it. And don't think you're going to try to quote unquote latch onto a man as your ultimate backup plan. No. The vast majority of men have voted with their feet. So yeah, you're going to face this storm alone. Boy, another iteration of winter is here. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.